Shayna, where the fuck are we?
Hey, we're in the same room together.
Oh my goodness, that's kind of scary.
It is scary that we can put two of us together.
You actually, you know, it's nice. You don't sound like you're in a fucking, like, a box.
Yeah, I sound pretty good if I don't say so myself.
So we're going to tell the listeners exactly why the fuck we're in the same room? Do you want to tell them? I mean, I'll let you. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, you know.
Well, okay.
It's all you.
So, funny story. We got married. No, actually, we didn't.
So a lot of my family who listens to this, holy shit, oh boy. We got hopeful for like 2 seconds until we started laughing.
No, but I flew out to Vegas a week ago, and we have basically, yeah, we're dating now, so
yep.
It's, yeah, funny thing about that, we've been, you know, trying to see each other since, what, December the 25th?
25th,
yeah. Yeah, that was Christmas Day.
Yep, we that's when we had the epiphany.
Yeah, the epiphany.
Which, well, how do we explain that one? Now that we let that cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
We've had the epiphany. Are you ready for this shit, guys? It's not as exciting as you think.
No, it's funny because honestly, we've known each other for over 20 years and have never been in the same room with each other, which is weird, but
and exciting.
Yeah. So I mean, we've known each other through all kinds of crap and whatnot, and I don't know. We got a kick in the pants.
I don't know about the pants. I think I got a kick in the balls. Life decided to go, hey, dickhead, spread. There you go. Right there, right in the nuts for you. Here, hold on, let me stomp that motherfucker so you get it.
So, yeah, we, I don't know. I was just blurted out, kind of.
Why don't you explain from the start, you know, what happened before you blurted out?
Well, it was okay. So I spent Christmas with my family, and you know, that was good. I mean, I don't have like issues with, you know, my parents or my sister or, you know, anything like that. I mean, it was nothing like that. But I got up on Christmas Day there because I'd stayed a few days, and I don't know, it was just really crappy. I just felt really crappy, and again, it was nothing my family had done. It was just, I don't know, you know, missing my late husband, and you know, it's just like, it's not fair, like, he should be here, and this and that, and I was just pretty bummed. So I'm messaging, like, you know, friends of mine, and I'm like, yeah, it's Christmas, I mean, you know, I didn't expect anybody to message back, at least for like a day or so. I mean, yeah, because I figured everybody'd be busy doing stuff with their families. But I had messaged Mike, and, you know, told him that, yeah, I'm feeling pretty shitty right now. I'm angry, I'm, you know, I'm sad, I'm just, you know, frustrated, you know, all this shit.
I think I think what you said was like, you know, I've been screaming at the sky, screaming at Ronnie, I've been screaming at God, I've been screaming at this.
It was pretty dramatic. You know, I was mad at Ronnie. I was just, you know, mad at God, mad at everybody. You know, it's just, yeah, I wasn't having a good time. So, he messaged me back, you know, not long after that, and I was like, oh, because I figured he'd be doing something with his family.
Yeah, because pretty much by that point, when she messaged, we had already done our Christmas with like my sister, my nephew, my sister's boyfriend. You know, basically everybody that, you know, is in our family. So our Christmas was kind of, you know, we had already done it. Everybody's kind of going home. Things winding down. And Shayna had, messaged me about, you know, screaming at the sky, God, Ronnie. You know, apparently, you know, she was having a, you know, really bad day.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We just started, like, we started talking about our feelings.
We start talking about our feelings. And It wasn't like, the complete, we didn't like say, we didn't go right for it at that moment. It was like, yeah, it was what we agreed, what we,
Well,
yeah.
we had agreed, when we reconnected a couple of years back that, this is, friends only. We're not gonna like do anything flirty or lead each
Dating,
other on or, anything like that.
because at the time Ronnie was still alive, and I didn't want to be completely disrespectful. And when Ronnie had passed, I made it even more of a conscious effort not to try to flirt, make it a point to try to date and give her as much, space that she needs for herself. So, to actually try to be a friend. And that's pretty much was my goal, or just, trying to actually be like as much as supportive as I possibly can, and with us, it also means just having fun, making each other laugh, send a stupid meme or a
Yeah,
funny
I mean,
picture
we've been
back and
doing that
forth.
for a while now, and if any of your listeners have listened to any of the other podcasts, you probably have heard my misadventures in trying to, not be a reclusive widow anymore, and the spectacular failures therein. And Mike had his own share of idiots,
Oh God, like
and.
Shayna had told me about, like, and we've actually gone over this in a previous episodes about two of the guys that Shayna's dated, and one of them really had managed to, like, not, I don't know how to say it, just be an utter douchebag. Like, he insisted that instead of her going to visit her family, he should go visit him instead. And what's funny is like, 'cause she had messaged me with, talking with her and her sister, and I ended up becoming more pissed off than she did. And the thing is, it's like, you have to understand from my point of view, is like, with family, with friends, seeing like how people are, the prospective person they're gonna date kind of treats them like shit, and it just pisses me off to no degree. And when one or two of them had did it to Shayna, it just, she can attest for it. Hell, her sister can attest for it, because they heard how pissed off I got. I mean, what's funny is like, once we finished the conversation, I ended up taking my car to like a hand car wash and like washed my car, took a picture and sent it to Shayna, and went, "Look, squeaky clean."
You angrily cleaned your
I
car.
was pissed. I was pissed for you too. It's like,
Yeah,
that dude
well,
was just acting like an asshole.
he was a complete douchebag. I hadn't even met him yet. We were still in the process of talking and figuring shit out, and I was we finally I'd scheduled a day that I was going to go over to mom and dad's because this was after the whole pandemic thing and everybody's scared to death. And my dad has black lung. He worked in the mines all the time, and my mom's health is not the greatest, so I didn't want to like pass anything to them. But we decided, we'll just be careful, and all that, and I'll go over there and see him because I hadn't seen him in a long time. And he was just all like, "Well, you could visit me on the way here, on the way there." And I'm like, "Dude, what? I'm coming from like Welch to like Hayside, Virginia. Like, I would actually be going an hour out of my way to go see your dumbass." And it was just oh, he just freaking tantrum, nonsense.
And when her and her sister messaged, like I said, messaged me and told me about it, I'm like, they'll attest for it. I just started
Yeah,
losing.
and then I told him because I kept saying no, and he was just like, "Well, just think about it," because he worked as a DJ and he was he'd have to sleep during during the day, so he's sleeping a good part of the time that I was at work. When you get off work, like message me. So as soon as I got off work, I messaged him. The answer is still no. I'm going to mom and dad's, and that's just it. That's just the end of it. If you're willing to do something, we'll figure something out. And he wouldn't speak to me after that. So I was just like, okay, fuck you.
On, by the way, dude, if you're listening to this, you can go severely fuck yourself. 'Cause if I ever meet you, I probably will kill you. Just saying.
But,
'Cause as a musician, I fucking hate DJs.
there you go. You've heard it firsthand. But
So anyways.
anyway, And Mike's had some bad experiences and everything. So
Oh.
we started just basically mutually bitching, on Christmas Day about various things. And, shit that was pissing us off, frustrating us, and the fact that we were, just fucking lonely, and it was just, shit sucks, and, all this stuff, and.
And what was funny is like we started doing this thing between the two of us, like, oh, if you get with this guy and he treats you like shit or he's abusive, I'll come over there and break his legs. And she turns to me and goes, well, if you mean a chick and she's utterly fucking useless or just a total bitch, I'm gonna come over there and punch her in
Yeah,
the
like a minister throat punches and everything.
throat.
And you said something about, well, I've got your back, no matter what. And I was just like, I love you.
And she didn't just say it, like she messaged it with like a
Yeah,
sticker emoji, like
those
one of
little
the
sticker emojis. It was
but
just like,
the
I love you.
but it's it, it was one of the ones that like where you can like make it look like yourself. It was her, it was that holding up a little thing, I love you. And like by that, once I seen it, I kind of was just like, you know what, yeah, I love you. And it just snowballed into that. So ever since then, that's kind of how.
What was funny too is like, because we had talked like way up to the night, and then I went to sleep, and then I got up the next day because it had snowed, and I couldn't go home right away, so I'm still mom and dad's. And I woke up and I was just, looking through, I looked back, scrolled up a little bit, looked through that some of that stuff, and I was just like, I just told him I loved him. Oh my God, I wonder really, like
And there's
how
and not
he's,
and that's
yeah.
there's been moments where she's messaged me where she's had to ask me the next morning, hey, what did I tell you the next morning? I'm like, well, you told me this, 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 and this, and she's like, oh God. And this time it was like, because I didn't think, unlike her, where she was like, she got self-conscious, I for me, I just kind of owned up for it. I was like, yeah, I love you, I've always loved you, but like we said, when Ronnie was still alive and a little after Ronnie, I did, I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't want to do the whole, well, let me take advantage of you since you got no one in your life. We didn't do that. And that's kind of how it worked out. We didn't sit there and consciously go, well, we'll wait a while and then we'll date. It wasn't that way at all.
No, like that was not even part of the plan at all, like at all. But what's funny, we had been doing the podcast for a good while, and we were like just like I said, kind of being there whenever somebody's having a shitty day or whatever. We would like we had like little wish lists of stuff that we would, send to each other. Like we was buying each other presents and send each other things and everything else. It's like, we're kind of already doing stuff that a couple would be doing for each other, but we're not calling it that.
Like what I had bought, I actually bought her a dress, and it wasn't intended to be like, here's the promissory note for any type of scenario
Or a romantic overture, I
or yeah,
guess.
anything along those lines. I just figured, okay, here's my best friend and my podcast host, who without her, this show honestly doesn't exist. As people have asked me, oh, are you gonna make sure she's, dude, her name is pretty much part of the show. I mean, she's the Red Widow. So it would make no sense if I had like somebody, a different woman come in and they be the Red Widow. It makes no sense. The Red Widow is her. So when I bought her the dress the first time, I'll explain further, but anyways. So I bought her a dress. It was really nice. I liked it for her. I wanted her to have it. And I bought it for her for Christmas, as just like, hey, you're my best friend here. Our podcast actually has listeners, and we're not like super successful, but as far as like the way we measure it, it's successful. So without it, I wanted you to have this dress. So the funny thing is, like after we had our, we keep referring to it as our epiphany. That's pretty much it. December 25th is our epiphany. And what sucked was like when I after I had ordered it, and I always checked to make sure it was coming in, because I didn't tell her what it was for a while because I just wanted it to be this big surprise. And when the when the notification said it was delivered, I contacted her, hey, it says it's there because, like, she, you know, it doesn't go directly to her house. It goes to a P.O. box. So, to make a long story short, they fucking lost it.
Yeah, can you believe
With.
that shit? They fucking lost it. Like, what the hell?
So, they lost the dress. Not only did it piss me off, you know, and I finally, like, you know, relented and showed her, you know, hey, here's the dress, you know, in case it shows up. This is what I bought you. This is what's supposed to be your Christmas present. And, you know, Amazon was really cool about it. I registered the complaint. They refunded my money. And fortunately enough, the seller still had another dress of her size. So I ordered another one. And even with the help of Amazon, you know, we made sure that she got that dress. That dress was there for her.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, we had to wait, you know, for so long, but it really, like I said, that was the part that kind of pissed me off. But the gesture at first, when I first bought it, wasn't like, oh my God, I'm gonna buy you this, you're gonna fall madly in love with me, and it's gonna be riding off into the sunset and any of that shit. We never thought of that. It wasn't in our heads.
Yeah.
And then, like, when Christmas hit and she told me she loved me, like, that kind of hit pretty hard because, like, for 20 years, you know, we did fall out of contact, and then when we reconnected, you know, it just kind of picked up where we left off, and so to speak. And, you know, that kind of meant a lot to me to kind of just do that for her, regardless of whether or not we're dating. And that was like, you know, to me, that was like, okay, you know, this is for my friend. But then once the 25th hit, and it was like, I love you. I love you. I love, and we haven't stopped ever since. Like,
Yeah, it's funny because I didn't know how, you know, the next day I was so scared to even like, I was like, should we just pretend that did happen? Should I acknowledge it? I was just like, so how do we do long distance relationship? And, you know, just to, and, you know, if he was not receptive, I was going to play it off like I was joking. And you know, I was just gonna be like, yeah, okay, ha, it was funny, right? You know, kind of thing. But he was just, yeah, he was just like, oh, I love you. And I was like,
you know, I mean, it's kind of funny because I still tell her, you know, that moment felt like, you know, not the Jim Carrey Grinch, the original animated thing, you know, and the Grinch's heart grew 2 sizes, and the ice melted off a little bit, and it was a little tender. And that's how it's been, like, between the two of us. Like, romance for us is a bit, it's not weird, but it's kind of funny because we, you know, it's the way our humor and our personalities are. You know, we're like, I don't know how to say it. We're not like a typical couple, I guess, because, like, for us, it's like too much fun. We're like two little kids just going about,
Yeah.
going, ooh, look at that. Ooh, tee hee, what about that?
Yeah.
You know?
So basically, I've been here for a little over a week, and
And she actually, the funny thing was, is she planned it. I didn't coerce her. I didn't tell her she needs to be here. And my plan, actually, like me and my family have been discussing, my plan is to, like, literally move to West Virginia. I mean, don't get me wrong, Vegas is okay, but I'm over it. And in all honesty, I want to be as close to her as I possibly can.
yeah, I have never been in a part of a long distance relationship like this before, so it's a little different.
And she, you know, it's not like she readily just came out. I mean, she planned
Yeah,
it.
but no, this has been since what, February?
February,
So
and
February I went online. I know fuck all about flights or anything. Never been on a plane before, so I'm just all like, you know, flailing along,
well, not just that.
trying to figure the shit out.
Not just that. You had also, you know, before that, you planned it because what was it? You had like 6 weeks of training that you had to do. It was
Yeah, I had
like
training at work that was mandatory. That was going to be for 6 weeks, and I actually had to be there, like, regardless. So I was like, well, you know, I got to get that over with. Then they formed a new department at work that I'm now part of, and you know, so we were working on that for a few weeks and everything. So I was trying to get all that situated. But I just messaged him, was just like, hey, I bought plane tickets to come see you. What's up?
And literally, I was like, really? She's like, yeah, I bought planes tickets. I'm coming down. It's gonna be my first time flying. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah. Oh boy. So yeah, the whole flying thing, that was an adventure in itself. And what's crazy too is like friends and family and people at work are just like, you're going to Vegas like by yourself? You know, it's just like, yeah, I'm a grown ass woman, I reckon. I mean, I can do this, right? So then they really had me all scared to death, like.
And so you know, Savannah's her sister. Hi, Savannah. Hi.
Hi.
We have a feeling she does listen to this, I think.
Yeah,
Does she?
she does occasionally. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway,
A little name dropping for little sis.
yeah. But yeah, so yeah, I got on a plane. I was sick as, you know, I mean, God, my stomach was just tore out of pieces, and I was just like, ugh.
And what's funny is before I let Shayna get too further in, like when she first told me, and I told my family that, you know, hey, my girlfriend's coming. You know, at first we weren't gonna tell anybody till we were like face to face and we got used to one another to make sure, like, you know, hey, this is gonna work out. And we kind of couldn't do that because it would just turn into this big can of worms. So like, we told our immediate families just so that way, you know, they don't sit there and wonder, you know, hey, is something wrong with them? You know, something weird going on? Anything along those lines? So we just told them, you know, hey, this is who I'm dating. This is who I'm in love with. And we did went about it that way. And you know, when I told my family that she was coming out, my mom especially, like, you know, Shayna's actually talked to me and my mom, like, when we, you know, we've had each other's number for what, how long?
A long
Like, long
time.
time. So like, she talks to me and my mom. She loves the shit out of my mom, and my mom loves her to death. So like, my mom being the way she is, you know, the Irish Italian New Yorker that she is, like, well, you better make sure you get this. Make sure your room's clean. Make sure you got, you know, make sure you do what she wants. Don't make it all about you. I mean, literally just being mom. And as far as Shane is concerned, my mom is her spirit animal. And not, you know, not to discredit her mom. Like, her mom is really fucking sweet. Like, I've actually talked to her mom before, and it's like, oh, you're really, it's like, I've got nothing negative to say about the woman. So it's like, you know, and my mom's just like, ever since, like, and as the date got closer and closer that she was gonna come in, my mom's just like, make sure you got snacks. Make sure you take her to this. Make sure your bathroom's clean. Make sure this. I was like, yes, mom, I'm making sure all that. I'm not 14 years old anymore. And, you know, and I told Shane, I'm like, my mom's driving me nuts, dude.
That's funny.
So like, you know, my mom could not wait for, you know, not just my mom, my sister, you know, and as well as my dad, you know, so, you know, they couldn't wait for like her to come in and, you know, all that. So back to her, you know, her first boarding the plane, I'll let her take over on that one.
Oh my God. So yeah, I get on the, well, I go to Jaeger Airport in Charleston and get on the plane. So it was supposed to be a connecting flight. It was going to go from Charleston to Chicago O'Hare, and then have a layover, and then go from Chicago to Las Vegas. So,
And she had told me before that day, like, she's like, I'm really nervous, you know, I don't, you know, I'm really scared. And I felt,
yeah, I mean,
you
I
know,
was really scared. Like, really, really scared.
between me and my mom, we just kept trying to reassure her, look, you're gonna be okay, you know, don't worry about it, you know, it is kind of scary. I mean, shit, when we were kids, it was scary when we first flew.
So I get to the, you know, to Jaeger Airport, and we get on the plane, and I'm like, this is a freaking tiny jet. I mean, this jet is like teeny. And my fat ass don't even fit in the seat. And I mean, I'm just like sitting here in this tiny little seat going, oh my God, this is like a death trap. This is a serious death trap. So we're going down the runway. And I mean, of course, people have been flying, you know, for like 100 years now. So it's like nothing big or major or new, but it was to me. And I'm sitting here. Yeah, we'd be taxiing onto the runway to take off. You know, I'm sitting here going, oh, you like hyperventilate, and then I'm like, oh my God. And so I'm thinking, okay, so we're gonna start off, and it's gonna like, we're gonna like get faster and faster, and then we're gonna, it's gonna be fast enough to lift off the ground and all of that. So it's when it was time to go down that runway, shit don't fuck around. They fucking put that shit in overdrive, and I mean, it's like, boom, guess what, motherfucker, you in the air. I mean, I was expecting, like, I'm expecting this long, like, kind of easy, like, slow, process, and you feel like the nose come up, whatever, and it's just like, boom, there you are. I mean, I was like, whoa, did I, like, get, did I mistakenly get on a NASA rocket, or what the fuck? So, I mean, that was a surprise. And then, like, when you touch down, too, I was kind of expecting, we're going to have, going about this miles of runway, and it's just going to be like, boop, and like hit the tarmac, and we're just going to like slow, like down, like real slow. And it's just like, okay, the wheels are on the tarmac, and we're like, whoa, mama. And basically, it's just like, yeah, we brought that reins up short, so, like, and now you're stopped. Now get the fuck off this plane.
And what's funny is, it's like I'm sitting here watching her talk about this, and she, for me, mind you, we've been kind of in, right next to each other for about a week or so, and it's like she gets so fucking, and I thought I got animated. She gets really animated, and to watch it's just like it's funny. It is. It's just so funny to watch.
So anyways, like, it was the same thing with the actual jet. Which of course it's nothing like that big. It was the jet from Chicago to Las Vegas was a Boeing 737. So, but compared to the tiny jet, that thing was like, the Titanic. I mean, I was just like, I felt a whole lot safer on that sucker.
Which was the one you sent me the message from that?
Oh, I was on the tiny jet. I was on the tiny jet thinking I was going to die at any point.
So, I'll say it. Okay, so usually in the morning before work, I get up about 6 o'clock, but I get the, my fucking phone goes off with a text message, and it's her. And the message says, I shit you not. It says, "Hey asshole, the love of your life is on her way. I hope you appreciate it." I'm like, that's funny. I'll respond at 6 o'clock when I wake up.
Just like, you better realize how much I love you, you son of a bitch.
For those of you who don't know, that's been like our weird banter back and forth is me, it's like, "Hey bitch, what are you doing?" "Nothing, you fucking asshole." And like our families and friends are like, "Why do you do that? Why are you calling him an asshole? Why are you calling her a bitch?" It's like, dude, that's just our banter back and
No, we
forth.
still do it. I mean, like, that's changed. But anyway, yeah, I get, I'm just like, on the big plane, the big plane, and so we taxi down the runway, and
The big plane with no training wheels.
indeed, it was not a puddle jumper this time. I was like, oh boy. Again, we taxi down the runway, and it's just like, okay, in a few minutes we will be taking off. So I'm just like, okay, all right, I'm gonna suck myself up. I'm feeling good. I wanted to give me something to drink, and everything. And I'm in, the middle of like, taking a big old swig, and that's like, bam! Man, that fucking plane was in the air, and I was just like, choking on water. And so I got seats, next to the window seats, and so I'm looking at the window because I was actually right behind the wing on the Boeing 737. And so it's got like it's got like the stabilizers that you could see, and I'm looking at this, and like one of the stabilizers is like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, is that normal? Is this shit gonna fly off? Because it's not gonna be cool. So I'm just like sitting here watching the stabilizer just flapping in the breeze, and all the rest of them are fine, and I'm like, huh. So, being that I'm here, apparently that shit don't matter.
So, on the flips on the my side of that, so I had asked for like the day off to pick her up because she arrived on Friday, not this Friday, last Friday,
Yeah.
and I had asked a month in advance to pick her up, to to have the day off to pick her up, because I really didn't want, you know, her to take an Uber. You know, I wanted to do the right thing. And just to keep it short and rather, you know, brief and not keep it very vague. So more needless to say, I couldn't get it. I couldn't get the time, you know, the day off to go pick her up. And I actually had to ask my parents. So like my dad was able to take the day off, because he's been at his job a lot longer than I've been at mine. And him and my mom went to pick up Shayna. So, you know, I'm anxious, because like I can't wait to see her face to face. I mean, we've seen each other, because when we do the podcast, usually we're using Skype, because I can grab the audio from Skype, you know, as well as any other app that I can, you know, is compatible with the
Well, I
shit
mean,
that's
we've
on
used
the computer.
Skype just to video chat with each other anyway, like
Yeah.
with, you know, not even with the podcast, but yeah.
So like, you know, I just couldn't wait, you know, because one of the things, since we had the epiphany, like one of the things was we noticed really quickly is like we were really getting tired of like, you know, seeing each other through a screen, talking to each other through a screen, you know, whether it's text or audio message, because that's what we use, is like the Messenger app through Facebook, because it allows us to like to use the
But
audio.
yeah, use like yeah, do quick short messages.
Yeah, not have
Yeah.
to hold our finger on the screen to hold a button. It's nice to just tap it. It records it. You know, try to record as short as a message as we can, and then send it. So that works out perfect for us. But like, you know, before the Friday she showed up, like we can tell between the two of us, we're sick of it. We don't want to just talk on the phone. We don't want to talk just through Skype. We don't want to talk through the messenger. You know, we don't want to just, you know, have it be the text message, you know, the text message. We're just like, we want to see each other face to face, you know, see each other breathe, move, you know, move about. So that was kind of the thing, like towards that juncture, it was like we're just getting sick of it.
Yeah, we were both frustrated. We were frustrated and getting kind of burnt out. You know, it's just a whole lot of stuff, you know, between the two of us. And we were just all like, eh. But then I was like kind of nervous too, because I mean, I'm a big goofball, so I didn't know how that was gonna go off.
Like I didn't know you were that. I mean, shit, we from fucking like when we used to talk, like when we first talked on like what was it, through message board and Insta Messenger and
Yeah, it
shit,
was
you
like,
know.
what was it, MSN Messenger, like way back in the day.
MSN
So
and all
we're
sorts of
fucking
shit.
old.
You know, so like it's not like I never knew that, 'cause like what I know quite well about Shayna is like she's a Zeppelin fanatic. When I met her though, you know, I didn't know until like a little further in during our friendship that, you know, she liked Zeppelin, because like when I first started talking to her, it was all about Billy from fucking Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah,
Like she was,
Smashing
you
Pumpkins.
know, so
I love
like,
Smashing Pumpkins now. I do.
but like that's the only thing I knew about her, was like, because that was the only thing she talked about at that moment. And then when we started to get to know each other, like she's a massive Led Zeppelin fan, where I'm a massive Loudness fan, basically, you know. But as for like classic rock, my band is Thin Lizzy. So like, and everyone's like, and I've been asked about it too, and I've told her, like, you know, I have people who are like, well, how do you guys make it work if like you don't like Zeppelin and she does, and you like Thin Lizzy and she might not? It's like, how do you, what's that got to do with it? So what? You know, how many fucking couples don't, you know, have things where they mutually like something, but then one likes one thing and the other one likes another thing, but they don't like it together. So what's that got to fucking do with it? So, but you know, that's kind of how we've known each other, is like, you know, is like I said, she's just this massive Led Zeppelin fan. And one of the things I had to make sure she had when I, you know, when this kind of snowballed after the epiphany, is like, okay, if we're gonna go with this, I'm gonna make sure you know that I'm not full of shit. You know, I mean business.
We all know you're full of shit.
Says the one who's also full of shit. But no, to make the to make the gesture that yes, I'm not, I didn't want to come off as like, an utter fucking like the two dickheads that she attempted to date before. I wanted it to be like a genuine gesture. And what was it for? Was it Valentine's?
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, I got her four of the Led Zeppelin vinyls that she was missing.
So yeah, basically, what from after what he got me, all I'm lacking now to complete the studio album collection is In Through the Outdoor. So I have all of them now, including The Song Remains the Same and Physical Graffiti and all that. So I was, needless to say, I was a pretty happy camper, like big time happy camper.
And the
So.
thing is, like, she also feeds on some of my weird, I hate to say addictions, but that's kind of what they are. So,
Yeah.
like, one of the, I collect, like, odd things. So, like, one of the things she got me, which I nearly freaked, was, like, she got me a Funko Pop, which was, like, on my, I used to have a subscription, but I don't because I had problems with changing my, at the time, I had, it's that thing where I went to change my email and something fucked up. But I had it on my wish list for Amazon of the Harley Quinn from Batman, and I'm she knows,
Yeah, I know you love Harley Quinn.
but I'm a stickler for like the Paul Dini Harley Quinn. It has to look like that, and she didn't know, so she bought me the Mad Love Harley Quinn, which is like my favorite Batman the Animated Series episode because it's the one where Harley Quinn goes through the trouble to literally trap Batman. And when it arrived, I nearly shit. I was like, oh, holy crap, you got me like my favorite Harley. And not just my favorite Harley, it's the one from like my favorite fucking episode. So I was like, that is the tits. And it literally, I shit you not, she can attest for it because she can see it too. Is like, I have it on my shelf with all my other Harley Quinn crap. And I have like tons of knickknacks and like figures and shit that, I like. I don't collect, like she knows, I don't collect to collect. I collect because if it catches my fancy or it's something I like, I have to have it. It's not like, oh, I gotta have it because it's the most valuable
Yeah.
thing. It could.
Well, I mean, that's me. It's just like, dude, I don't care if it has like massive resale value or whatever, because I'm trying to actually complete, like I said, the Led Zeppelin vinyl collection, and then my other mission, current mission, is all of the Robert Plant solo albums on vinyl.
And she's been doing pretty good with that one. That one I
Yeah.
haven't been able to contribute to because like it to me it's a bit obscure.
Yeah, well, a little more obscure, but so I've gotten all of his except for Fate of Nations, and where that one was the last one that he did before he did the Page of Plant thing. I mean, this thing goes for like, you can get by used for like hundreds of dollars, and I'm like, huh. So I'm still keeping an eye out, maybe somebody who doesn't know its value that I could buy it from them. That'd be great. Then there's the Lullaby album that was out, I don't know, like 5 or 6 years ago, that I don't have. So I've still got a couple of those, but Crystal actually bought me Shaken and Stirred for
Which is,
Christmas.
for those of you who don't know, Crystal is her roommate.
Yeah, it's my roommate. And
Hi, Crystal.
hi, Crystal. So she bought me Shaken and Stirred, and that's one of my not very well. It's like one of my least favorite ones of his. Now, granted, I like Robert Plant, and I'm gonna like it anyway. But there's a few really good songs on it. But yeah, it was as far as like the whole album. But I wanted it. I wanted it. I do like it. Maybe just not as much as the others, but I liked it and I wanted it, and so she got it for me, and I'm like, yes, another one down, kind of thing. So
So let's kind of rear in this fucking tangent of ours and get back to like Friday, last Friday when you finally came in. So
yeah.
I had to work. So like the both of us are anticipating to physically see one another, physically stare at one another, watch each other talk and breathe and all that shit. And for me, I don't, like I said, Shayna would have to talk about it from her, her perspective, but for me, it was fucking agonizing. I just wanted to be done. I didn't want to fucking, I just wanted to have like a really short day, and it didn't work out that way. And by the time I was just like utterly frustrated, it's like, dude, I'm just gonna quit. And like, finally when I was done, I was like, okay, I call, they even called me to let me know they picked her up. I can hear in the background, hi, hi, which made it, not her fault, but it made it worse because, like I said, I was frustrated because, like, this, the route's not moving fast. For those of you who don't know, I'm a courier. But anyways, I was just super, super fucking frustrated. I was mad that I had to work even though I asked for that day off. Oh, by the way, hi, coworkers. Sure, some of you guys are like, that fucking bastard. But anyways, nothing against my boss. I understood, they couldn't swing it. What am I supposed to say? Oh, they're totally evil. They're not, it's just, it couldn't be swung, so I had to work it. And for me, it was just like, it was just agonizing because I wanted to see this person that, we're kind of madly in love with, or I should say I, or however you want to fucking word it. But, I just couldn't wait to see her. So finally, when I was done, I called them. I called my parents first because that's usually the routine. I called my mom or my dad to let them know, hey, I'm on my way home, or I'm heading to the terminal or whatever. And then I called Shayna to let her know, hey, I'm on my way home. I'll be there shortly. So like, they told me to, like our usual thing, since we live in a gated complex, basically, I have to let them know when I come through the gate. So they're like, I had, when I called to let them know that, I'm through the gate, I'm going to my parking spot, and I gathered my crap, went up. Nope. My usual crap's going off. But anyways, I'm sure everybody else has this shit. So anyways, I grab my crap, get out, lock my car, go up the stairs, and here she comes around the corner. It's like, we're standing face to face, and it's that moment where it kind of freezes, but then like we immediately embrace, and it's like I've told her before, it's like the kiss was really like intense. She really did not hesitate, and I'm just like, whoa, right on. I have a girlfriend, and I'll let her tell her perspective, but at this point, before we continue on.
He talked about being antsy. I was antsy all day. Oh my God, it was just agonizing. I just was like, I was really tired, so I kind of laid down for a bit. Where I was all jet lagged and whatnot, and I had to get up early that morning and this and that. But when he said it, he was had come through the gate, and he was going to be, there just like a few, like a minute. I was just like, okay, so I ran out to meet him, and I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait. So I see him walk up, and yeah, I mean. There was my hesitation. I just ran up and grabbed him. Just, grabbed and held on. Like, I was holding on for dear life. Yeah,
Because she wouldn't let go.
it
She didn't want to let go. I can tell, she didn't want to let go. We both didn't want that moment to stop.
It was pretty amazing. I couldn't believe I'd actually had done it, that I had, made it this whole way, even though that I thought they'd probably have to horse tranquilize me to get on a plane and all of that. So it was pretty intense, honestly.
That was really intense. It's like, wow. It's like, oh, holy crap. I get to, because for those of you who don't know, and I'll probably, I'll sound pathetic, but I honestly don't give a shit. So, like, I haven't dated since I was, like, a teen. And when she ran up, embraced me, and, gave me a, really deep kiss, it's like, I'm dating a girl. I got a girlfriend. It was that kind of thing. So I was really, both of us were like really happy. And the funny thing is, like, after that point, we were kind of like, we're pretty much inseparable. We can't, like, and we try hard not to, like, even though it fails miserably, like we try to like give each other space, but it's like it's that kind of magnetic thing where it's like, want to be together. It's like right together. Hell yeah. So it's like it's been like two little kids like just having, always wanting to, having a sleepover and always wanting to run out to the playground and play on every fucking, item on the playground and then go take some tents and sleep in the park, just pitch tents and sleep in the park and, have a campfire and roast marshmallows and have
Yeah.
s'mores and that kind
Oh
of
my
thing.
God. Just, yeah, the stores that we've been to and everything, it's like we always go to the vinyl. We always end up
Yeah.
looking at vinyl.
Which
And.
well, you know what? We're gonna save that one for the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
So that way we, give, we can kind of stretch this out for everybody. They're all
But.
Because this one's a bit long. This one's a bit long. I mean, 45 minutes. We'll have trouble like uploading
Yeah.
this. So
Well, you.
we'll continue.
We'll continue. Okay.
Hey there, enjoying our podcast, but would like to take us with you wherever you go? Yeah, I know that's a bit creepy, huh? But you can subscribe to our podcast through any of these formats. For iOS, Apple devices, you can use the podcast app. For Android, you can use the Google Play Music app. And the next few are available on both. You have Deezer, you have Spotify, and our podcast host app is Podomatic. So yes, you can get the Podomatic app and actually catch our show, or on any of the aforementioned apps. So just pick one, download our app, and take us with you.